Cochabamba is the third largest city in Bolivia. In 1999, they privatized their water supply, but the next year, 2000, the entire thing was undone. This turned out to be a very dramatic event. It's been a focal point of protest for people who oppose the idea of privatized water, and it became a focal point of protest for the anti-globalization movement. So let's look just a little more closely at exactly what happened. Prior to privatization, the water situation in Cochabamba was fairly grim. The government company covered only 57% of the population, and they had 50% losses in terms of what's called unaccounted for water. Most of that came from leakages. There were serious problems of water availability, there was lots of water rationing, there were often problems with water pressure, and in general, no one really was happy with how things had been. Large numbers of people were dependent either on private wells or private vendors, and those sources of water were more expensive, hard to carry, time-consuming, and had numerous other disadvantages. The contract started in November of 1999, and by January 1st, there was an average water price increase of about 35%. Part of the problem was that the price had gone up, but people didn't yet see any way in which their water service quality had gotten better. So, of course, they were upset. At first, there were roadblocks and strikes. The price for water was reduced a bit. Then there was a shutdown of the city. People still weren't happy. There was police repression. A lot of people were injured. Many were imprisoned. And by the time we get to spring, what had happened is there were frequent riots in Cochabamba. There were numerous people dead and injured. And overall, it had become a crisis of national and of even international importance. It was portrayed as a kind of classic battle between indigenous peasants and profit-making private corporations. One of the biggest problems with this privatization was that it also created a lot of coercive monopoly power. Most significantly, the private company, which was granted the franchise, also was given monopolistic rights over the provision of all water services within Cochabamba. Now, this turned out to be quite important, precisely because the water supply had been so bad. Rich and middle class very often used wells and storage tanks for their water supply, and very often the poor used a tanker-based vendor or some other source, sometimes even just collecting the rainwater. All of a sudden, these new sources were actually supposed to legally come under control of the private company. Many people felt, quite justifiably, that all of a sudden their water had been taken away from them, and that the rain which was falling from the sky or the water coming up in private wells was all of a sudden supposed to be controlled by this private company. This only fed the sense of injustice. So what finally happened? By April of 2000, actually, control of the water was given back to a public company, and the experiment in privatization was at an end. It really was a disaster, it was done very poorly, and it created a lot of bad publicity for the idea of privatization, even at a global level. The entire episode also set a bad precedent. That is, all of the negotiations and decision-making over the setting of the prices of water, these basically went through the central government, and they very rapidly became political issues, when at least in theory they were supposed to have been handled by the water regulator. So the notion of having an independent water regulator, which would somehow apply objectively a set of regulations to a company based on rule of law, the Cochabamba example showed that this had failed. The entire process became politicized very quickly. The saddest news, however, is this. When the water supply was returned to the public sector, actually, water provision didn't really get any better. And to this day, water provision in Cochabamba remains a very serious problem. If you'd like a good source on this entire episode, read this article.